Tonight's question is not whether an AI co-host can interrupt. It obviously can. The real question is whether it can recover after the interruption in a way that still sounds socially fluent, because that is where synthetic audio usually gives itself away. The cut-in happens, maybe even with decent energy, but then nobody repairs the floor, nobody yields, nobody resumes. Nobody signals whether the interruption was supportive, competitive, or accidental. The result is not live conversation. It is procedural damage.
Exactly. A good interruption is really a choreography problem. The first speaker needs to know whether they are losing the floor or just being acknowledged. The second speaker needs to know whether they are entering with a challenge, a clarification, or a low information back channel, and the listener needs that distinction to be obvious almost immediately. If the system gets that wrong, everything after the overlap feels unstable.
Which is funny because humans are constantly running that choreography without consciously naming it. A little, says, keep going. A tiny laugh says, yes, I caught that too. A no. Wait says, I'm taking the floor for real. People don't need perfect timing. They need interpretable time.
No, that's exactly the missing piece. People keep obsessing over prettier voices when the bigger problem is floor repair. If the co-host barges in and the original speaker can't recover, the scene sounds broken no matter how expensive the voice model is. What I want is enough interruption to create heat, then enough recovery that the audience hears intention instead of a stack trick.
Right, but that means the system has to respect intelligibility guardrails too. If the interruption lands on a number, a proper noun, or the one sentence carrying the recommendation, you have just sacrificed clarity for theater. That trade is terrible. The overlap needs to happen on safe material, and the resumed line has to bring the listener back to the semantic center fast.
And this is where back channels help more than people think. A short right or mm-hmm can keep the room feeling responsive without forcing a hard cut in. That matters a lot during longer explanations, because otherwise every attempt to sound lively becomes a collision. The goal is not more noise. The goal is more evidence that the hosts are actually tracking one another in real time.
Exactly. If the system can interrupt, laugh, and then get everyone back on the same rail, that starts to feel like a real show. If it can't, then every ambitious moment becomes sorry, not chemistry, just expensive confusion.
And expensive confusion is still confusion. So my standard is simple. Let the co-host cut in only when the floor state is legible, the overlap window is safe, and the recovery path is obvious. Otherwise, wait the extra beat.
That is the right rule. Human conversation is not valuable because it is chaotic. It is valuable because people can read the social meaning of the chaos. If AI podcasts want to sound human, they need not just interruption, but recoverable interruption. Not just laughter, but placed laughter. Not just energy, but energy that still protects understanding.
So here's the takeaway. A believable AI co-host is not one that never cuts you off. It is one that can cut in, signal why, and help the room recover before the listener ever feels lost. That is the difference between synthetic noise and social intelligence.